Freddie Kiger just walked into the room.
Good morning.
And right away, the excitement level goes up dramatically.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's all good.
Yeah.
We've had a fun week with Ron Fest.
Yeah.
You excited about Sunday?
I am, man. It's a couple of days away, and yeah, I get more and more excited every day. I hope everybody comes.
Well, I hope so.
Hope you got your ticket. You're going to be there, aren't you?
Yeah, that's my plan.
You better be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have some fun down at the Stroud downtown.
Yeah. Rosie.
Yeah, that's right. Michael Rosenbacher. I'm depending on you to make my drinks on Sunday.
What did you got? What's your favorite?
A Ronarita.
A Ronarita.
That's actually my go-to drink is a margarita on the rocks with salt.
There you go.
Yeah, so, you know, can't beat that.
That's good.
So, we're going to have fun.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's our last question of the week.
All right.
For Ron Fest.
Okay.
Ron Joe Norwood, who was a sales rep at WCHL at the time, and yours truly, all shared a house for a few years.
Yeah.
In fact, Ron and I shared the same space in two different houses in the same neighborhood and on the same street.
That's crazy. They sold one of them, and then we had to find another house and found one up the street.
Name that street that's still trying to recover. In Chapel Hill, name the street where Ron and I and Joe Norwood for a short time all shared the same residence, Ron and I in two separate houses,
where we
also became quite popular with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Remember in the snow, we'd always go out and sled with them, hang out.
Come to the door. Could Mr. Kiger come out and play? And remember Jesse Page who complained about the noise we had at the parties?
Yes. But we cured that by just inviting him.
That's right.
So he could contribute to the noise.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, we talked about that enough that a lot of people probably know the answer to that question.
Well, if you know the street that Ron and I lived on, shared the same house, the two houses, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL, and you have a chance to win a gift card from
Cruisers
for the amount of
$20. That's right. At Cruisers, where you are
good to go.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie and I actually shared a couple of houses on Shady Lawn Road.
That's correct. Shady Lawn. What was it? 818?
818 and then 856?
Yeah, something like that.
Right? Yeah.
One at the bottom of the hill on the way down to the bottom.
Intersected
with another one of the roads over there in the Lake Forest neighborhood.
Was it Gene Court?
Ah.
I think it was.
There was a Gene Court right up above us.
I think so, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But 818 Shady Lawn is where we had all the parties.
Right. And then
because we had a huge deck out there.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And, so that's one where we were there
longer.
And then the other one was a smaller house up the street, 856.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was
real estate values might have taken a dip.
They might not have been recovered, you know, after all that
But
time.
Usually we found to diffuse all the potential controversy. We just invited everybody to our gatherings.
That's exactly right. So we took care of a lot of the complaints that way.
Exactly.
You know? Excuse me. I got to have a sip of this Ronarita.
I love it when Ron's putting antifreeze in at this hour in the morning.
That's right, man.
You're priming the pump for Sunday?
Had to have something to get me going this morning. Man, I'm ready. I'm ready for Sunday. Sunday, 3 until 7 p.m. at the Stroud downtown.
Michael Rosenbacher.
That's right. We're going to be down there. Liquid Pleasure will be playing.
Oh, Kenny? Okay.
Yeah.
Kenny and I were assistant football coaches for the Phillips Junior High School program. Back when they were a junior high school.
Yeah. Kenny Mann is going to have his whole band down there, including all the women who sing with him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It'll be the Liquid Pleasure Review.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, if you've never seen them, then you're going to enjoy that. If for no other reason. Even if you don't care about me, come and see Liquid Pleasure. That's right. And I hope to see you there. I know I'm going to see you.
Hope we see a whole lot of folks come up and say hello and This has been fun doing Ron Fest.
Well, thank you. We'll do it again in another 40 years.
Okay. That will be a story.
Yeah, it would be.
All right. Have a good weekend. See you Sunday.
Shudder to think how old we'll be at that point.
This is live from Carol Woods.
And I can't do this anymore. So I'm actually going to retire after this time.
We're just going to get retreaded.
Not now. Yeah, that's right.
In Jesse Page's honor.
Don't misunderstand. Thank you, Freddie.
You're welcome.
It's been fun.
It has been.